Welcome, everyone, to the Your Energy First podcast. I'm your host, Emily Marie, and it is such a pleasure to have you here today to co-create with you in this space and to talk about all things your energy. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so grateful that you are here, that we as a community, following our light, letting our light guide us, which is not the easiest path, by the way. I am so grateful we're all here doing this together. And today we are going to help you understand further how to interpret your dreams. I get this question so often. What does this mean? What does my dream mean? And what we want to first take a look at is, what is your dream? So I'm going to walk you through a three-step process to help you understand what your dream means for you so that you do not have to rely on a practitioner. There's absolutely nothing wrong with getting support from someone. I get support from my friends and colleagues too. It's so helpful. And the reality is, we want to be empowered in this work in all ways. So before we get into the three steps, the first thing is to understand, what is a dream? You are energy, and an aspect of your energy or your soul is having a human experience. It's the part of you that moved your hands and fingers to turn the podcast on. It's the part of you that's probably doing something else right now while we listen to podcasts. It's what we do. And when we are asleep and enter the dream realm, what's happening is our mind, our beautiful human mind that filters, interprets, and so many other things, slows us down, keeps us limited. But our mind is really beautiful. But our mind is allowed to sort of go away. It's focusing on rest, restoration. Our mind actually does a lot scientifically while we sleep. And what happens when you relax and integrate back into the greater part of you is you're sleeping. And you really are being all of who you are when you're at rest. This aspect of you comes together with your soul, your greater soul. Not like it ever leaves it, but when you're busy being human, you're thinking about, what am I making for dinner? And what am I wearing on this day? Or I just read this thing on social media. How do I help? What do I do? So thinking about these things and how it is that your energy now comes back into this place of being in totality with your overall experience. So what's happening is, your soul has your human aspect of an experience. It's also experiencing a lot of other things, not just this world that we're living in. Because you are having a multitude of experiences that are beyond your comprehension, you're going to pick up on bits and pieces of them during your dreams. Now, this isn't all the time, but it is some of the time. And it's hard to be able to interpret what's going on elsewhere when you are just seeing one quick blink of an eye of it. So that is primarily what happens when we perceive elements in our dreams that don't have human logic behind them. You will also have experiences that are not otherworldly like that, that feel as though they are of this world, so to speak. Maybe there's a combination of both that happens all the time too. But when you have a dream where, say, you think of someone you haven't thought of in 15 years, or you have a dream about someone that you know and you're thinking, I wouldn't normally dream that about them, that's weird. Or we have a heavy dream that's really challenging. Our mind and our psyche being the emotions and experiences that we've had that our mind then holds and entraps and dictates for us. I don't want to paint the mind as a bad thing. It's not. But our mind is our biggest limiting aspect of ourselves. We can truly heal ourselves in so many ways. It's our mind that we have to get through. And what happens is with your psyche, you've had a number of experiences in your lifetime, all of them emotional based, for better, for worse, big, small, and different. And your mind is the one that essentially entraps them and says, oh, well, this is what happened then, therefore this is what's going to happen in the future. And instead, that's why we want to do the work that we do the energy work that we do to release that energy in the back end. And then also support your mind, your carnal knowledge about how to create proactively your life moving forward, which is why I am so emphatic about intention setting and affirmations. So when you're in the dream state and you have these experiences that your psyche and your energy is creating, sometimes it can be disturbing. Sometimes it can be exciting. And sometimes there are messages in there. More often than not, we can let it go. So when it comes to interpreting your dreams, this is the key first step. We are getting into the three steps now. Step one is to determine what, if anything, about this dream that I just experienced is worth pursuing. Dream interpretation is very unique to each individual, and at the same time, there will be overlapping similarities. What I mean is, you can have an entire dream that you remember many elements of, and you want to decide what feels right for me to pursue in this dream. Is there an element? Is it the whole story? Sometimes we see something like a crab in a dream or a rainbow, and that's one of the more common dream elements. It's really fun to set an intention to Google and see what comes through. So that's the first step. Is there a message for me in this dream? So that means you go to your inner light and you follow the inner light framework. And then you ask the question, what, if anything, should I take away from this dream? And then your own personal inner knowledge will tell you, oh, you know what? You let it go. Or will say, you know what? You've really been desiring something here. Or this has really been bothering you. And that's what this dream's trying to tell you. That's what you've been working on when you've been sleeping. So that's step one. Step two is when you have this aspect. So say you go through this and you're like, well, there is an aspect of this energy that I want to understand better. Sometimes it's something quick in the moment and you do that Google search or you do that reflection to your inner light and you get the information that you need. Awesome. Sometimes there's a bigger element there. Something that says, we're going to pay attention to this. We're going to work through this. It's going to take a bit of time. And it's okay if these things take time. think that's one of the biggest disservices in Western culture right now is anything quick fix. I will tell you that in the last year, year and a half, and especially now, I'm taking my time with everything, and it's been a game changer. It feels good. Life is even more supported and happier. And it changes a lot around you, but it is so calming, nurturing, euphoric, happy. So try going slow. See what happens. And slow means you're living life. You're experiencing life. You're loving life. Okay, so back to step two. Spending time with the lesson, the energy, the aspect that you may or may not need to know. Now, what if it comes through and it says, oh, this actually isn't important. This is nothing. This is a bad memory, a bad dream. Well, then you want to go to your inner light to clear it and help you release that. The guides are saying release that struggle. And step three is taking that time with it all. And when I say taking time, this is not adding something else to your to-do list, but maybe you spend a couple of minutes with it. Maybe you kind of notice and remember the lesson from a dream for the day or a couple of days. Be bold with how you proactively care for and nurture yourself. And by facing one of these things head on and saying, you know what? I've got this. This thing is that I'm processing or that I'm learning through. Whether it takes you 3 seconds to do with your inner light or 3 hours, maybe you work through something in the morning. That's totally possible too. Take your time with it. It's okay. And each of these things brings you into more alignment. Brings you into more of your flow state, more ease. And that's why one of the biggest misunderstandings is that getting there requires us to do this work. Oh, so good. So those are the three steps. First, lean into, is this dream worth pursuing, or just releasing, letting go of? Number two is there an aspect in the message I need to pay attention to? And if there is, there's part three, which is sitting with it, asking for support for release work, or being excited, super excited, when you get awesome messages and positive messages. You know, part of what we have to do to expand our experience too is realize it's safe to be in larger receptivity for the good things in life. It's safe to be happy. It's safe to be abundant and even more abundant and even more abundant in the positive ways. And it's safe to be more aligned, and it's safe to be more excited in life. It works both ways. So those are the three key elements to interpreting your dreams. And your energy is so unique. You may not often run across information that interprets dreams the same way you do. You may say, oh, this is all I need to do. Okay, that's easy. I don't really need to pay too much close attention to my dreams. And then there's some of you that really have deep interpretation and meanings of dreams. And that's your calling, and that's your path, and everything in between. Years ago, I had a dream that I had to move out of this place I lived in. I called it the Lily Pad. Absolutely loved it. And it made me really sad. I was renting, and it just, I had this heaviness with me for 3 days, which was telling me something. And so finally I reflected and realized, oh, okay, well, this is a sign. I really love it. Maybe I should ask if I should buy it. And through a wild series of events, I was able to purchase this condo. Everything lined up. It was easy peasy. The universe was looking out for me. I had fear and doubts throughout the journey. And when those came up, I went back to my alignment and I said, I'm so grateful this works out for the highest and best. I'm so grateful I love where I live. I'm so grateful for this experience. We were having a really sunny summer in Seattle, and the owner wanted his nephew to come take a look at the condo. This is pre-Panini. And it was on that day that we had rain. And it was raining, it was gloomy. I made eggs that morning, I wasn't even thinking, but you know, eggs can be kind of stinky sometimes. And the neighbor below me smoked pot once a day. It wasn't a big deal, it came through my bathroom vent, I didn't care. And this guy comes in and he's looking around because the owner wanted to give his family a chance to buy the place. And he looks around and he goes, you know, do you ever smell anything, or do you ever notice your neighbors? And he didn't say smells. I think he did. I think he specifically actually asked if anybody smokes. And I said, yeah, actually somebody does downstairs. I said, you know, right below me. I said, about once a day comes through. So it doesn't really bother me. So long story short, he ended up passing on it. And I remember Coburn, my landlord at the time, he's so phenomenal. We had so much fun in our contract and working together. He was so funny. He's in his 70s and he's in his 80s now, and we just had a blast. And great sense of humor, that guy. And so he called me and he's like, well, I'm really surprised. You didn't want it. Nobody wants it. So it's yours. And I was like, yee. And I just had this big sale at work. So I had the down payment for it. I was in tech sales at the time. And it all worked out. So that was my light guiding me, my dream helping guide and support me. Some dreams will mean something, many dreams will mean nothing, and you can simply clear that energy if you need to, or just let it be. I have an activation for you to clear energy from a dream. I also have an activation for you to help you interpret your dream if you desire that. I also have a new offer, which is the Inner Light Framework. So I have redone the Inner Light Starter Pack and given you the Inner Light Framework. If that's something you desire to re-download and check out, it is available to you. Thank you for being here and doing this work. I'm excited to hear how these dream interpretations work for you. You can chat about it and align to the collective. The link to that free Facebook group is also in the show notes. Until then, thank you for being the light, the dark, and the shadow, and doing your best on this path. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to hit the follow and subscribe button. And as always, you can join other light-minded souls on Instagram. You can find me at emilymarie.energy or in the free Facebook group. The links are in the show notes. Bye. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal spiritual journey towards inner peace, inner calm, developing your intuition, and inner wisdom. I am not a psychologist, financial advisor, or a medical doctor, and do not offer any professional health, financial, or medical advice. If you are suffering from any psychological, financial, or medical conditions, please seek help from a qualified professional.